Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, November 29th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Today is the day the city of Los Angeles begins enforcing its proof of vaccination requirement. You want to go to an indoor gathering spot in the city, you better be ready to prove you're vaccinated. KPCC's Jackie Fortier says it's called Safe Pass LA, and it's one of the toughest vaccination requirements in the U.S.
The law was passed by the city council in October in hopes of reducing the risk of coronavirus spread in high-risk areas. It requires people ages 12 and up to be fully vaccinated to attend a Lakers game or eat inside a restaurant. There are exemptions. Those who aren't vaccinated can still use outdoor areas and are allowed to briefly go indoors to use the restroom, order food, or pick up an item if they're masked. Unvaccinated people can also provide a negative coronavirus test from the last 72 hours. Restaurants, coffee shops, museums, theaters, and other indoor venues that don't verify that customers are vaccinated before allowing them to enter could face fines as much as $5,000. San Francisco and New York City have had similar requirements for months. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Enforcement of LA's vaccination requirement comes as the COVID-19 Omicron variant is spreading fast in Los Angeles and elsewhere. It's not in Southern California yet, but the worry about it is. Dr. Dean Blumberg is the chief of pediatric infectious diseases at the UC Davis Children's Hospital. He says there are questions about Omicron that need answers.
How transmissible this is, how previous immunity from infection or vaccination protects against this variant, and then the severity of disease. And so I'm sure over the next few days, we'll get answers to these questions.
On vaccinations working against Omicron, Dr. Blumberg says the Delta variant caused some breakthrough cases of COVID-19 in fully vaccinated people. But that doesn't mean vaccines don't work against variants. They do.
Remember, what we really care about is protecting against serious disease and death. And if there's a few more breakthrough infections that result in mild disease, that's more of an inconvenience, but it doesn't threaten us.
Dr. Dean Blumberg at the UC Davis Children's Hospital, one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. The fines at the twin ports of LA and Long Beach have threatened to slap on cargo shippers remain just that, threatened fines. The port said a month ago they'd fine shippers who left fully loaded cargo containers on port property for more than 9 days, $100 on the first day late, then $200 and so on. The aim was to clear the supply chain jam. Well, the ports have postponed those fines for 2 weeks running, and they did it again today. They say the shippers have cut the number of containers left too long by 37%. The ports say they'll monitor the progress and decide whether to impose the fines next Monday. The elevators at Chinatown's Cafe Manor high-rise have been broken for months. It's home to many low-income seniors. No working elevators means many of them are stuck in their apartments. The city of L.A. is putting pressure on the building owner, who keeps promising fixes. KPCC's Phoenix So says it now looks like the fixes are coming, just not right away.
The owner of the 16-story apartment building has signed a contract with a company to fully modernize the building's two elevators. But it will not be a quick fix. A spokesperson for L.A.'s housing department says the new parts should arrive within 8 to 10 weeks. Cathay Manor residents welcome the pending repairs, but insist they've been dealing with this problem and other substandard conditions for a long time. They want an audit of the nonprofit that runs the building and a new board of directors. The organization's principal officer, Don Toy, faces 16 misdemeanor charges for failing to maintain the elevators. He contends that management addresses building problems as soon as they are reported. I'm Phoenix So.
Say hello to Lincoln Riley. The Oklahoma Sooners head football coach is moving west to take over the USC Trojans, who are 22-20 over the last four seasons. No AP top 10 rankings in a decade. Lincoln Riley, 55-10 over five seasons at Oklahoma. AP top 10 and bowl games every year. ESPN college football writer Paolo Ughetti says it looks like Riley is bringing talent with him to USC.
You're already starting to see recruits decommit from Oklahoma and start to think about maybe playing closer to home. So I think there's going to be a huge wave of recruits and renewed interest in coming to USC, which is really what USC has been missing all along.
USC closes its 2021 season Saturday in Berkeley against Cal. The 2022 season under Lincoln Riley opens Saturday, September 3rd against Rice at the Coliseum. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.